The Service High School Cougars are the statewide football champions for large schools. The Cougars beat the South Anchorage Wolverines on Saturday for the first National Bowl trophy on a score of 37-23. It capped an undefeated season for the Cougars. A Juneau man was the head referee for the championship game played at Chugiak's Tom Huffer Stadium. After officiating football and softball games for 37 years, most of those in Alaska, Guy Warren is retiring. The Alaska Schools Activities Association gave him the privilege to sport the white cap, leading the team of officials at the game. Rosemarie Alexander from member station KTOO joins Warren in a look back at his career as an official.
Guy Warren is 6 feet 9 inches tall, and he loves sports.
But I was just simply not very gifted at them.
Warren figured that out as a kid. As his feet grew to size 10.5 quintuple E.
I had a PE instructor in junior high who knew that I loved sports but knew I wasn't any good at them. And he told me this would be something I might want to consider someday is getting into officiating. He himself was an official.
Warren grew up in Oregon. He started officiating little kid baseball as a sophomore in high school and picked up football his senior year. He took evening classes to become a referee and officiated at high school and youth games during his 4 years at the University of Oregon. When he migrated to Juneau after college, Warren thought it would be for 6 months, but he and his wife Peg have stayed for 31 years. He's retiring from state service in January, where he's a computer programmer for the state's accounting system. In three decades on the field, Warren has watched thousands of junior children grow up in the sports he loves. Officials have to develop a thick skin, and underneath the black and white stripes, the Under Armour, and long johns is a personality that's pretty nonplussed when the crowd is booing.
An umpire from ages past once described the role of an official as standing between 2 7-year-olds with one ice cream cone.
You're either the most loved or hated guy on the field.
Pro rules are different than the college rules, and the high school rules are different than both of them. And so something that you see on a TV game on Sunday may not be the way we're going to deal with it on a high school game on Friday or Saturday. And for a lot of people, that gets a little confusing.
Some lower 48 high school officials now wear microphones on the field. Warren would like to see that integrated into Alaska high school football.
It'd be nice to be able to tell them exactly what happened.
But coaches had the perspective from the field.
I've been coaching for 19 years, and I'm proud to say he's only personally flagged me one time.
Rich Soros was a kid when Guy Warren started officiating in Juneau. Now he's the head coach of the JDHS Crimson Bears. He admits it's tough to get penalty upon penalty, a problem for the Bears this season, but
watching films, a lot of times they're right.
Soros and most coaches have a healthy respect for their hometown officials, and he says the Juneau group, led by Warren, has earned a good reputation.
He gets a lot of compliments from teams around the state about his knowledge of the game. They don't always agree with how they interpret things, which nobody does, but they said, hey, those guys know the game.
On an average weekend, the officials work junior varsity and varsity games for two high schools and two or three youth games. Those little kid games give Warren some stories to tell, like the third grader playing in a recent Cubs game. The ball carrier was scrambling down the field when he was tackled, sort of.
He just grabbed a hold of his jersey and was hanging on for dear life, and the kid is dragging him downfield and screaming at us, ref, he's holding me, he's holding me. There's no, he's trying to tackle you.
Over the years, one of the best changes Warren has seen has been the installation of artificial turf fields. The new turf has helped reduce the number of injuries.
The players who played back in the days of the dirt fields here in Juneau, that required bravery. That field was hard. You could never get all the rocks out of it. The water would pool up on it in strange ways. You'd have times where you couldn't spot the ball till the center got there because otherwise it would just kind of drift away in the current. It was definitely, for the Juneau teams, a home field advantage.
Warren's retirement leaves big shoes to fill in Juneau, where there's a dearth of officials.
The average age of our officials out on the field, I'm positive, is somewhere over 50. So we're not getting younger out there, and the players aren't getting older. So yeah, we're definitely always looking for new people to join us out there.
Guy Warren is moving out of state in a few months, and while he hasn't signed up to officiate in his new community yet, it probably won't be long before he's blowing that whistle and throwing the yellow flag.
Flag on the field.
In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.